Well, hello and welcome everybody to the Voices of Courage show today. Today we're going to be talking about consciousness. It's a huge subject. And why is this important? Well, it's important for the change that needs to take place on our planet. The upshift in our own consciousness is going to help upshift the planet's consciousness. And, when I think of consciousness, it really links all aspects of reality, right? It's not just individual, but all of us are part of a much larger global consciousness and universal consciousness and cosmic consciousness that we're all connected. We all are connected in this understanding that I have and hope you're going to have of this oneness concept. In quantum physics, they talk about consciousness as it relates to the concept of non-locality. Non-locality means that basically where all particles remain interconnected. Everything is interconnected in the world. So we're going to be talking about that today. And we're going to be talking about consciousness from a holistic point of view, because quite frankly, consciousness is an we're conscious and the universe is conscious and everything around us is conscious. Interesting, right? And it's all part of a system. And so my guest is going to talk specifically about how this is all interlinked and how consciousness is really the fundamental organizing principle to connecting everything. We're going to be talking about the concept of Gaia, and he will explain exactly what that means so you understand that. We're also going to be talking about today in the show the evolution of consciousness. Are we changing? Are we growing? Are we evolving our consciousness, our being, as we move through life? Most life goes from chaos to concept to organization, right? There's this flow. And so this show is going to be all about that today. It's going to be interesting because I have the number one scientist in the world, the system, number one system scientist in the world. And we're going to introduce him as soon as I get back from the break. We'll be right back.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs, increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better. It makes me feel stronger too.
Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving, I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get upgraded to the deluxe bundle. Get the faster motor for 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster, with the Voices of Courage show. Today, I have a very special guest on. You may know him. He's a man that is a renowned philosopher. He's a systems theorist and two-time Nobel Peace Prize nominee. He's widely regarded as a pioneer of the interdisciplinary field of systems science and consciousness studies. He's the author of 100 plus books, including The Great Upshift, which explores humanity's potential for conscious evolution and global transformation. As a founder of the Laszlo Institute of New Paradigm Research in the Club of Budapest, Laszlo is a leading voice in advocating for sustainable and interconnected future. I'm so happy to have Dr. Laszlo with us today, and if you're new to this show, what we're going to be doing is taking really a deep dive into consciousness and then how you can expand your understanding of what consciousness really means from a scientific point of view. And also, we'll probably touch on the spiritual side of this. And hopefully, my audience will be able to really take their lives to a new level of understanding after we listen to this conversation. Dr. Laszlos, thank you so much for being here. Welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Ken, it's my pleasure to be here. Please call me Irvin so we can have a nice intimate dialogue.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, you know, the world right now is in turmoil. We've got California right now is on fire. We've got a lot of fires burning out of control. We've got environmental crises around the world. We've got water situations where people don't have enough water, don't have enough food. We've got homeless situation. It seems like we're on the brink of destruction. Is that old song by Barry, whatever his name was, said. Anyway, what do you say? Are we on the eve of destruction, or is something going to change here?
You just said we are on the brink. I would like to stop at the moment and say, yes, we are on a brink, but not on the brink necessarily of destruction, either of destruction or of evolution. It's not decided yet. We are at a turning point, that much we know. So all the crises that you just mentioned, and there are many more, obviously, yeah, do one thing for us, which is seldom realized, but is very true and very real. And that's to drive us to catalyze the next step in our collective and individual evolution. We cannot stay as we are. And in an evolutionary process, you either go forward or you go down. We have not decided which way we are going. And then you mentioned that we'll talk about consciousness. I want to say right away, consciousness is the key. Can we shine the powerful searchlight of consciousness on where we are and what our potentialities or possibilities are? I think this show, Voices of Courage, can precisely highlight that question, because we need courage. We need a new beginning, which is better than the old, but it continues the old. Yes, it's not a break, not a complete break. It's a so-called bifurcation process. In a bifurcation, everything is possible except staying the way we are. So here we are at a historic turning point. Yeah. We have to still determine what it is. Upshift is one element of it. And if you allow me, I would like to talk about the upshift and why it is and why it is there.
That was my next question. I want to talk a little bit about the upshift. And, you know, you've been very involved in the great upshift. And what is the great upshift? Let's start there.
Well, Ken, I'd like to say something which appears to be controversial and perhaps just wishful thinking.
Yeah.
I would like to say that I am convinced that we are in the midst of a great upshift. We are in the middle of a tremendous planetary process. We are in the middle of a shift that moves us from the local to the regional to the national to the interregional, to the planetary, and now I would like to add also one more thing, to the Gaia level. By Gaia, I mean a system that includes human beings, all human beings, humanity. It also includes all life on the planet, and it includes all life on whatever planets there are in the solar system. A very big statement. Gaia is comprehensive. Everything that's alive in this universe, around us, in this galaxy at least, on this planet, everything that's alive is part of a system. This system can be short-term thinking, can be myopic, can be self-centered, or it can be forward-looking, wide visionary, and moving consciously to the next step. This is the critical point that we have reached, to evolve or to devolve, to evolve to the next level of evolution or devolve into chaos. We are able to do, to steer, we are able to steer this process, to govern it to some extent. because we are critical elements of it. We are the only, or perhaps very few, but probably the only high-level consciousness on this corner of the universe, on this planet at any rate. And what we do affects what happens on this planet, on the Gaia system. We are part of the Gaia system, which is a planetary quantum system. This is our position on Earth. This is our position in the cosmos, I would say.
I'm wondering if people really understand what the Gaia system is, you know, the quantum system that we're all connected to. Can you take a little deeper dive into that and maybe how consciousness connects with that? Like, we have abilities to change, to grow, to develop, but it seems like people have to upshift their consciousness in ways that I don't know if they have an idea how to do that yet. What's your thought on that?
I think we have to say that people have to focus their consciousness, yes, upshift it to the level where it is useful, where it can inform the way we go, shine the search of understanding, the light of understanding, the searchlight of understanding onto the situation in which we live. Consciousness is the key, but the Gaia system, as you ask, is very simple answers, is a system of life on the planet, on the system of all life, from blue, green algae and moss in forests and in deep seas, to the entire encompassing human system, which includes now, which is rich, practically all living things, affects and includes all living things on the planet. Gaia system is the system of life. And as such, that system is our key to our life, because that system is in evolution. And our task, our mission, cosmic mission, is to inform the system so that it doesn't break down, doesn't head toward irreversibilities, but moves forward to a next plateau of evolution, which is more connected, more coherent, more one than anything that has gone on before. That's what evolution is. It's a movement from separateness to oneness, from chaos to cosmos, as the Greeks would say.
Well, to live. So, what you're saying, if I understand you correctly, is that we need to shift the consciousness into a place of understanding how to not only collaborate with one another, but be able to live from a place of oneness. Can we address that? Is that what you're saying here?
We have to live as part of a system. I call it the Gaia system because it includes not only humanities, not only higher forms of life, but all life on the planet. And that's the system with which we are interconnected, of which you are a part.
Yeah.
So how we treat that system, how we use our consciousness to give it a positive treatment, that's the key to our future, to the future of life on Earth, actually. These are very big stakes. I know they're big statements, but they're very big stakes at the same time. Because the future of life on the planet is strictly in the balance already now. Now, I have started something with, in these remarks. I've made a statement. I'd like to continue, if you let me, Ken.
Wait, please go. Yeah.
Now, that's the statement that we are in the middle of an upshift. We have talked about an upshift that will be coming in the future. Some people said that this is already, can see some part of it. Still other people, many people are skeptical. My conviction is, and I can say a few words about that, is that we are in the middle of an upshift. It's a planetary upshift. It's an upshift of humanity into the Gaia system. The Gaia system is a quantum system. That means that everything is connected to everything else. All is based on information and mutual information, and all is based on the impact of one system, partial system on the other. The Gaia system is the totality, and it is a quantum system because it is strictly interconnected with all its elements. Now, the Gaia system is the totality of all the critical subsystems which are governing, determining our life. We are full of these systems, wars, disunity, conflict, as well as cooperation, oneness, love, heat, all are elements of the system. And the system is evolving. It's evolving because it cannot devolve. It can only move forward. If it stops evolving, it'll disappear, it'll break down. So we are faced with the alternative of making evolution conscious and purposive, moving in an evolutionary trajectory, or breaking down and the Gaia system breaking up, endangering the survival of all higher forms of life, including humanity.
So if the system is evolving, is it self-evolving, or would you say that we have an impact, obviously, on that system? In fact, we have a pretty profound impact, it seems, on the system. But, if we're on this path of self-destruction, well, we're not. We're on a key pivotal point, as you mentioned that.
Absolutely.
So is it self-evolving, or the system, or do we have to do anything, or what? Where are we at in this place?
The first evolution that we can think of in this phase of the universe, which is not an eternal universe, it's a temporary universe, about 13.7 billion years old since the Big Bang. The first step on this evolution of this system's evolution was to create hydrogen nuclei, which then joined together and created higher types of nuclei and the helium and the other forms of the atoms of the elements. And they're creating molecules and creating cells and the system that we know today. The evolution of this system was not by chance. It's not just something that could happen. It's something that must have happened. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. That we are here, that there is life on Earth, is proof, absolute proof, that this system of the universe, the Gaia system, is a highly directional, highly oriented, highly focused system, moving from chaos, which was the state of the universe just after the Big Bang, moving toward cosmos, which is the Greek way of saying order, coherence. Einstein said that the most remarkable thing about this universe is so coherent that one can understand some elements of it. This is not a random universe, and it didn't evolve by chance. This is a purposive universe moving toward higher levels of order. And this is what we are doing today. This is what I like to say, Ken, and this is what some people might find surprising. I say that we are evolving into higher levels of coherence on this planet. Mm. Humanity does that. That doesn't seem to be the case when you look at the evening news, when you talk to people. There seems to be the disorder, disharmony, and conflict, and wars are dominant. But underneath this multiple critical disunities, there is a paradigm process, an overlaid process of moving from one system to another, creating higher level systems and creating coherence among them. This is the case. If you look at the situation of Earth, of the system of life on Earth, is an open eye. On the long term, in the short term, full of critical points, full of breakdowns, full of crisis. In the medium to long term, you see that underlying the crisis, underlying the critical points, there is a constant progression to higher and higher levels of coordination and order. We are no longer dealing purely with local phenomena. We are no longer dealing all with national things. We are no longer dealing even with only regional things. We are dealing with processes on a global level. And these processes determine the way we live and the way we go forward. We are becoming a planetary species. But in terms of what I'm talking about here, it's planetary means actually Gaia level, this level of life on Earth. We are now interacting with that system with all force leading us from one level to another, or force on the planet. The planet is finite. The universe, as we know it today from the quantum studies of the universe, is likewise a finite process moving from one level to another. We are a part of this process. So this great process of integration builds coherence. It builds higher coordination among its elements. And that shifts from the local level to the national, to the regional, to the planetary, and then to the Gaia level. We are now dealing, please note, if you look at evening news, if you look at any idea of concept of what is happening today, underneath it, it's not remarked often, but it's the case, underneath it is the fact that these are interactions now on a truly global level, interactions that encompass on all things, all living things, and all even physical elements on this planet. The planet is an interdependent, interacting quantum system that responds to everything that happens. And we are now part of this process, which is leading to and reaching now a global level, a planetary level, actually, as I sort of say, the Gaia level.
Well, Dr. Irvin, I've got to take a quick break here. We come back. I'd like to ask you a little bit about how the ancient wisdom traditions align with modern science that we're talking about and align with the Gaia system that we're
Take a break, but keep in mind that here we are at a critical point, and this critical point is a planetary point. And this is something that is happening. It's not fiction. It is the case. We are in evolution towards the Gaia level. And that is, if you keep in mind, that is the ray of light, the ray of hope on this earth.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Dr. Irvin Laszlo.
Imagine, this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money, and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash, and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now. Well, welcome back, everybody, to the Voices of Courage show. Today, I am speaking with the amazing, in my mind, the brilliant man that I believe is helping all of us to shift our consciousness and really see things in a different way, Irvin Laszlo. So, Irvin, we're gonna come right back into this interview here, and let's discuss a little more about the thoughts of how you mentioned Gaia is aligned with everything, okay? With ancient wisdom traditions, with science, with how we live our lives, with what's going on the planet, and how we can step into that in maybe a greater way. So, go ahead.
Think that what you do doesn't concern you alone. It concerns not only all others, it concerns the system of life on the planet. We are vital elements of a process which is an evolutionary or devolutionary process. To make it evolutionary, we have to reinforce the positive elements, reinforce it by consciousness. It is my conviction, Cam, that we have in us an innate drive which is ancient, and even in modern times, scientists often call the evolutionary force. It's not an ordinary force. It's an impetus. It's a motivation. It's a tendency. It's what I call, in a more scientific sense, an attractor. Just like complex systems attract one another in various ways or repulse one another. Also, the system of life is full of this critical impetus, full of critical elements that make for evolution. If we can access these elements, the evolutionary forms, the force of life, the grand force that the Star Wars talked about when they said, may the force be with you. This is the force of life, the force that takes us into a positive future. If we can access that, if we can become a part of it, if we can move forward consciously, then we'll tilt this is the balance of life, the balance of evolution, to our favor, coherence, to favor moving forward. This is what we can do, and it's in us, not outside of us. You don't need to apply to impersonal laws. You don't need to apply to transcendental intelligences. It's in us. The evolutionary drive is the same drive that created hydrogen nuclei after the Big Bang, that is creating complex systems today on the planet, that is creating planets in the universe. It is a drive that exists. It is the innate impetus of evolution. To discover it is now in process. It is more and more scientists that are recognizing that the truly decisive elements of the system of life are not external, are not mechanical, not physical. You might call it spiritual, but by spiritual I mean innate, internal, part of us. It's a tendency, a movement toward coherence, toward cooperation, toward symphony, toward sympathy and empathy, toward motion in oneness with the world around us. This is not just imagination. If this wasn't the case, we would not be here. Life is based on the cooperation, on the coherence of diverse elements. Ever more elements, ever more diverse elements, moving into our systemic levels, higher and higher levels. That is the big picture. Join the big picture, not only as a passive spectator, but as an active participant. If you can do that, you'll become a force of evolution. You'll tilt the balance of the big bifurcation in favor of evolving. This is our chance. And it's very good, Ken, that we can talk about it. Because I think if we become conscious of that possibility, conscious that we itself are agents of evolution, and moreover, that we ourselves are probably the only force that we can draw on, the only tendency we can draw on to push us with some level of certainty beyond the crisis point, which is the balance between evolution and devolution. We can move forward, but be conscious of it, be part of it. That is the message. That is what I'd like to emphasize. It's a positive process. We are in an evolutionary process. We are in an upshift. We are shifting up, but it's an unstable process. It can go forward or it could break down. To reinforce it, we need to become conscious of it. We need to find it, not outside, inside. Find it in us. And then we will start acting as an agent of evolution, as an evolving system truly has to act in understanding, in unity, in cooperation with all systems around it and in its environment and throughout the Gaia system, a quantum system where every single element is in interaction with all other elements, and together they determine what happens tomorrow, what happens to you and me, our life, our future.
Yeah. Do you, one of the things that you're saying here, and before I came on this interview, I went to Coherence. I spent some time and put on some classical music. I went into a meditative state. I cleared my mind, you know, and I was in a place where I was just ready and feeling joy and ready for my day, ready for this interview, ready for the rest of the day. That coherence that you speak about, you know, I believe personally it starts with the individual, and the individual starts with the family, and then the family, the community, and whatnot. What's your thought on that? And what do you see a bright future for us, or what do you see our future?
I see a bright future as a possibility, but not something that decided yet. I'm a possibilist, if you ask. Am I an optimist or a pessimist? Neither one. Mm-hmm. A possibilist, because I see the potential given in us as a part of evolution on this earth, the power to become conscious of the process and to govern it, to steer it, to take it into hand. We can take in hand our own evolution. That means moving toward the levels of cooperation, oneness, and coherence that we are talking about. They need to increase, and they are increasing all of them, but also the opposites is increasing. Disunity, conflict, war, ecological breakdown, climate change, all these elements are also basic factors, cannot be disregarded, not towards a safe future. They are part of what we are, part of what we will be. So here is our big chance to choose the upshift, to choose the evolutionary process. The upshift is happening. It is something we are moving from a local level to a regional, to a national, to an international, to a global level, and we have to move on to the Gaia level. This is a movement that is taking place, but it's uncertain, it's unclear whether it will continue or will break down. It could break down just as well as it could break through. Which one happens is up to us. And we need to become more coherent with each other and with the world around us. We know that. And you have been teaching that and showing, coaching people can, how to behave as individuals, how to become a positive, constructive element of this great process. We need to listen to these teachings. We need to follow them, because the future is in us. It is in our hand. And the future is you and me. Thanks.
The future is us. Well, Irvin, I've got to take a quick break. When I come back, I'd like to just talk to you a little bit more about that global collaboration in our future, maybe what that looks like, if you could comment on that. So I'm going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich, here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Hi, folks. Joe Namath here. Did you know that I wear hearing aids? I love my hearing aids, and I am here to help you get a deal on the same brand I wear.
Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $297 a pair. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $297. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design.
Call my friends at MD Hearing and get the over-the-counter hearing aids that I use for you.
Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $297.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I hope you're enjoying the Voices of Courage show. And of course, if you are, we encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. And of course, if you want to help upshift the planet, which I know you do, then pass this video on to somebody that you love today. It'll really help them and it'll help you and it'll help grow your life, your thinking, and everything else. We hope you'll participate in that. So those of you that just joined us, Dr. Irvin Laszlo is here today. His work spans several interdisciplinary fields, focusing on the integration of system science, philosophy, and spirituality. His research often emphasizes the interconnected of humanity, which is what we've been talking about, consciousness, and of course the universe, and how it's all connected, and how we need to start looking from a systems point of view and how to step into that, realizing that we are not these allaboutme.com, but we are part of an integrated system that is evolving and growing and upshifting in many ways. Dr. Laszlo, the global side of this, you want to comment a little bit on that?
Just notice, Ken, you talk about global, you talk about ecological, you talk about bio, organic. These are all terms that don't apply to individuals. They apply to relationships. They apply to groups of individuals. And they apply to tendencies. We also talk about trends and developments. All of these show that we are up and dynamically moving species, a system, a truly quantum system that's interconnected with all other things, that is dynamically moving in the evolutionary direction, unless it is interferes with, and then it might break down. So this is a very big challenge. A challenge to recognize that our future lies in the direction of evolution. Future lies in cooperation, not in dominance, not in vanquishing others, but in working with others. You talk about living on Earth. I think we should now start talking about living with Earth. This is the planet. We have to dance with the planet, because that is the way that we can live, we can evolve together with others. Alone doesn't do it. We can be beginning to recognize it. And the fullness of the wholeness that you're talking about is nothing less than the system of life on the planet. So get ready to immerse yourself in an evolutionary process, which is in your guts, in your heart. It's in you, in every element, every quantum of your brain, but needs to be expressed, needs to find physical, concrete expression. Up to you to make it real, to realize it, realize who we are, and move forward together onto the next stage of evolution, which is now moving from the planetary level to the Gaia level. All systems of life together on Earth. Is with humanity as the conscious system that is the crucial element of that entire equation. How much can consciousness can we bring to the process of evolution? How well can we organize our life, our behavior, so that it accords with the evolutionary drive which is in us, which is in the universe? Otherwise, the universe would still be a set of randomly moving clouds of plasma, if it wouldn't have evolved to a higher level of coherence. But the universe is incredibly coherent. It's all its elements connected, and more connections are coming to light all the time. this is a remarkable universe. This is a remarkable world of which you and I are part. We need to be conscious part, and then we can become parts that truly deserve to have this gift, which is a gift of a higher level of consciousness.
Ben, I've been thinking about everything you've been saying. I've been studying you now for a couple of years, and I'm wondering, what do you want your legacy to be?
To have just moved forward one notch, the level of understanding that we are one. This is not purely a spiritual or religious statement. It's a physical statement. It's a biophysical. It's a cosmic statement. We are truly one in the sense in which a quantum system is one. Because a quantum system, you know, let's be clear, one part doesn't attack the other part. One part becomes the other part. They work together. They live. They exist together. There's a big difference between just affecting externally by doing something or moving forward somewhere and becoming really one. This becoming oneness is a religious tenet that has been known to the spiritual systems for thousands of years. But the new meaning of it is given by quantum physics, by the quantum sciences, where one thing, A, doesn't act on B. A and B become one when each one is truly harmonized, working together with the other, truly becoming part of each other. A religious, spiritual aim, quest, is the most utmost practical physical consequences. Our task on this earth, and my task in turn, to bring attention to this factor, that we can move together, we can act together, we can become one if we want to. It is in us. It is our future. The alternative to that is breakdown. Whether we break down or break through, it depends on whether we recognize consciously that we are one in this deep quantum sense, one with each other, one with the world around us. So what you ask was my heritage. I would like to say that it is to move one little bit forward, this recognition, this realization that we can move together to a brighter future. We can create the world, because the future is not to be predicted. That's not enough. The future is to be created, and we can do that if we can only recognize that we are part of a system, realize it, and become that system, become the drive. Evolution is a drive, and we are a part of the drive. Let's make it a strong drive to stabilize the process and not to bypass it, derail it, and turn it to a level of destruction. Both possibilities are given. On the micro level, destruction prevails. On the macro level, if you look at it in the long-term perspective, in the global, in the planetary, indeed, in the super-planetary perspective, then you'll find that evolution is taking place. We are moving from individual elements to ever more coherent, integral elements. So I'm an optimist in that sense, not truly an optimist, who just our idle beliefs. I believe that there are possibilities for us to become more conscious so that we can harmonize, stabilize the process of evolution and bring it forward in a way that we need to and we could bring. This is, I think, what I'd like to emphasize. This is what I want to call attention to.
Wow. You know, I think you're inspiring millions of people. In fact, I know that. And, you know, you and me completed the Upshift Summit, where we had 300,000 people that we could track viewed it. And, I know there are probably over a million. You know, it's interesting because you're now in your 90s. I think a lot of people know what drives you. How do you wake up in the morning and go, gosh, I'm going to do this interview with Ken, or I'm going to write my next book, or where does that come from, Irvin?
from inside. It's an innate drive that I'm beginning to recognize. And I recommend that we should all try to obey our innate drive. I'm not just talking from outside, saying what you should do. I'm saying what I should do, and what I can do. This innate drive of evolution is the life force that Henri Bergson, among others, Teilhard de Chardin and others talked about. And this is being picked up on the various terms or various headings in modern physics and modern cosmology. This is the great future that awaits us and what I hope to bring for closer to realization, because we can now listen to each other. We can find the right words and the message around us. It is given. We need to search for it, find it, and unearth it, discover it. Our innate drive is a drive toward coherence, a drive toward oneness. Hard to believe, given the situation today on the planet. But underneath all the critical breakdowns and breakthroughs, there is a larger, canonical process, they call it, which means that evolution is moving to higher and higher levels of integration and higher and higher dimensions, from the local to the national, to the regional, to the planetary, to the Gaia level. And it's now involving everybody. Nobody is outside. If you just open your eyes, you'll find everything is related to each other. Climate change brings everything into question. And the evolutionary possibilities of logic and information, artificial intelligence, are also elements that bring everybody together into a crucial point. Are we allowing our life to be governed from the outside, or are we governing it ourselves? We must take our own evolution into hand. That means recognizing that we have the power to create a better world. And this better world is a more coherent, more one world. No question about it. Politics must be subordinated to this higher level goal of finding oneness, finding unity. There are no enemies on this planet. There are no strangers even on this planet. We are all part of this evolutionary system, a realization that is spiritual in its origins, but it is physical, scientific in its expression. We must recognize it for what it is, the factor that governs our future. I am a possibilistic. I believe we can master this factor. And programs like the one we are talking about now, okay, the Voice of Courage, are a great help, to wake us up to the point where we can recognize that we are part of an evolutionary process which can give us to the next level of development on this planet, and truly a significant development of a planet which is not at war with each other, but at peace and in collaboration, these whole things in it. That is nature, that is built, that is organic, that is echo, that is global, that is all these elements that we talk about. Ultimately, it's all means coming together to work with each other, through each other, for a common aim, the aim of moving to the next level of coherence, which is the next level of evolution on planet Earth.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just sitting here listening to you, and it's so deep, and we're going so deep here with this. I really appreciate this. You know, I also am an optimistic here on this. Well, like you said, you're not an optimistic, pessimistic, but a potentialistic. I love that. And I believe that that's accurate. And I do know that we do live in duality, and there is pain and there is pleasure and there is destruction and there is creation. And, you know, when the pain gets great enough, most of the time we change as an individual. I'm praying that that's the same thing in societies. Most of the time we have the power to change. And if we can look within our own selves, realize that we do have a bright future within ourselves, and start to bring that into the world, as Dr. Laszlo is saying, and look at from a systems point of view, where everything is connected. And, you know, all the ancient traditions tell us that. The science now tells us is that. We're all connected to everything. We're connected to the Gaia. And I love this conversation. I just thank you so much for being here. Any final words that you would like to express to our audience?
Ken, just the feeling that I sometimes have, I'm glad to convey, that we are living in the most exciting, most potentially positive element, positive period of the modern day evolution of humanity. We are at a point where we're becoming able to recognize that we are part of an evolutionary system of connection, of coherence, and we can move that system forward. When we do that, we have a sense of fulfillment. When we oppose it, we have a sense of frustration and breakdown. What you are teaching people can always show how to move positively forward. And that is a movement aligned with evolution and the cosmos. We can be in a positive element of this evolution. So my last currently closing words is be happy, be delighted, be fascinated, be carried over with the recognition that we are part of an evolutionary process that we can learn to be conscious of and can govern on this earth. Strange to say, we can create evolution and peace on earth. We can. It's part of the logic of the universe. We can, and this logic is in us, is part of us. So the potential is there, unlike the surface of the events that we see in the evening news or the everyday conversations. Deeper down, there is this trend toward higher levels of integration and coherence. The trend that brought us forth on this planet, that brings forth higher forms of life and more connection between these forms of life. This is the positive sense of living with an open eye, with an open consciousness on this planet, seeing what we can become, because it's in us, not outside of us. It is our realization that we can become what we become, what is truly true for this earth, of oneness on a higher level of coherence. This is evolution in the physical universe, is evolution in the biological universe, is evolution on the level of impetus, of ritual, or on the level of spirituality, and this is now on the level of science as well. Thanks for this opportunity to speak about these issues. I think they are extremely important. Because if you really listen in, you will find a tremendous sense of fulfillment that we can be part of a cosmic process. We are privileged to be given this opportunity. And that is having a complex body and an articulate, well, even more developed, evolved mind, a consciousness, a biophysical being, an astrophysical being. This is who we are. Recognize and rejoice. This is our part to play a role in the devolution of the cosmos.
I love that. Well, thank you so much, Irvin, for being here and sharing your wisdom and sharing your insights and courage that you've had over the years to really put these messages out and be controversial and be able to step into the wisdom and the science and the Vedas and in everything you've studied, the Akashic Records, to be able to bring this wisdom to us. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. I love you. I appreciate that you're here today. Thank you.
Thank you, Ken. Our love is mutual. I appreciate what you are doing And I'm happy to be a part of it.
Thank you so much.
And let's do it together.
Let's do it. And I want to thank all of you for joining me today on the Voices of Courage show. If this is one of those shows that it is deep, and I encourage you to listen to it time and time again. Repetition is the mother lode of skill. So when you hear a concept that Dr. Laszlo has mentioned to you, I encourage you, if you don't know the concept, look it up. Use ChatGPT or Google or look it up for yourself, understand it, and be able to take a deeper dive into these concepts. These concepts are concepts that will evolve the consciousness within yourself. And as you do, as you change, it's amazing. As you change, your family will change, your community will change. So it really, you can participate. It's not about sitting on the sidelines anymore. It's about tuning into your nature. You know, all of us are naturally happy, joyful, loving, caring, compassionate. We care for one another. We love one another. That's natural. Anything else that's going on is outside of nature. It's outside of coherence. So I'm hoping that you will pass this show on and come back and see us again at Voices of Courage. From my heart to yours, keep on seeing the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible.